you didn't want to do something and your wife wanted to do it and wanted you to do it, she might say, don't be so, and you wouldn't change your mind. She would not change your mind. She'd say, oh, don't be so.
Stubborn? Obstinate?
Did I say obstinate or stubborn?
Well, stubborn is a more common word. If they want to, they both mean the same. They both mean the same.
You wouldn't say pig-headed.
No, I'd say opinionated.
Okay. A person who's easily offended is very, say, don't watch out for him. He's very,
Touchy,
would you say?
I'll say the first of it again. What do you
mean? He's very easily offended. You've got to watch out what you say to him, or he'll take it personally. He's very, or maybe she's very,
very easily hurt or something of that sort.
Would you ever say touchy? Your wife said
touchy. Well,
touchy,
yes, that perhaps would fill in there all right, touchy.
If you said something to a man, he got all upset. In fact, he wanted to hit you. You'd say, well, he really got...
Well, we'd say mad, but angry is a better word.
And the doctor comes, the mother's, the child's ill, the mother's all worked up. The doctor says, now one thing you have to remember is to keep
calm.
And you should remember that you shouldn't, everything will be all right, just don't worry. And at the end of the day, if you work very hard, you're very
tired.
And if you're extremely tired, you're probably just all
him, as we say.
And maybe you might say he's all worn
out.
And a person all of a sudden started to vomit. You might say, all of a sudden she sick. She what? Got sick? Took sick?
She took sick, I'd say.
Was taken sick? Or
was taken sick, but through the way of expressing it. It all means the same. Mm-hmm.
And if she started to sneeze yesterday, you might suspect that she a cold. She what?
Well,
a cold.
She might be taking a cold.
Took a cold. Yesterday she took a cold.
Well, yes, yesterday it was past. Mm-hmm. It had to be.
Her voice starts to fade out and say she's starting to get, can't understand her words.
Might to get a weak.
Or the voice is leaving, though. And saying, of kind of, can't talk too much today because I'm kind of,
Well, it might be hoarseness, yes. Or just weakness. Sometimes it gets so weak they can't talk.
And that's a what?
Well, I don't know if there's any sign of anything.
Well, that's just
a cough.
Cough. Uh-huh. And you put the child's medicine by the bed and come back 10 minutes later and he's still there. And you say, haven't you...
given?
Or haven't you... The child...
Taken? Taken.
Uh-huh. And he said, I didn't hear you tell me to take it. And he said, what's the matter? Are you... Can't you hear? Are you...
Deaf?
And finally, the child, the medicine.
He took the medicine.
I'd go out in the field and I'd work to get my shirt all wet. You might say, well, if this happened yesterday, then I went out in the field and very much.
Well, we'd say sweat, but perspired is a more proper word.
I'd say sweat, too.
Well, the Bible speaks of sweat, doesn't it?
Sweat
of
the brow.
The word sweat.
That's what man has to do, according to Genesis, anyway. Now, if you had a boil and it started to discharge, what would you call the stuff that comes out?
Pus.
It comes out of a what?
Out of a boil.
Would that be the same as cat hair? Do you ever hear of cat hair? No?
No.
Okay. The man's shot in the arm, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor dresses his
wound.
And it doesn't heal right, some kind of flesh comes over. It's called a certain kind of flesh.
I can't think of that flesh now.
Is it proud flesh?
Proud flesh. Well, that's usually because there's poison down in it.